Now to gently close your eyes, place your feet flat on the floor, spine straight. And let's take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Maintain your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power, for we each have been made in the image and likeness of God. Each of us is a child of God, and each of us inherits God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in, and as you exhale, relax your neck and shoulders. Just let the chair totally support you. This is our time for communion with Spirit. How calming it is for me to know that in times when I need the most assurance, God is with me. My Creator knows me better than I know myself. And my Creator gently and lovingly encourages me to move forward. At any time of the day or night, I can move beyond fear and concern to knowing that I am in the presence of God. Then I feel the soothing love of God surrounding me and calming me. And I am reassured. As my loving parent, God is always ready to comfort and strengthen me. God is my life, my hope. God is my all. God's presence is forever an inseparable part of who I am and how I came to be. God is my strength and my comfort in any time of need. Join me now as we take that journey to the secret place of the Most High, our place in consciousness, a place of peace, of love, joy, and faith. A place we can go to at any moment. So we make our way to the doorway. And as we reach the doorway, we remember that to be able to enter into this secret place, we must become empty. Empty from emotional and mental baggage and physical baggage that is not serving us any longer. So as we let these things fall away, we take a step through the door. And as we do, we feel the light. We feel the love, the peace. We take a seat. And we sit in preparation to receive fully the gifts of God. We have been promised that we will be given to overflowing. And so we prepare for this overflowing. And in gratitude, we accept all that the Father has for us. So for the next few moments, without the sound of my voice, use them for praying and receive answers to your prayers and being still. Heavenly Father, we give thanks that you have heard our prayers and you've answered them as you always do. God, you are my strength. You are my comfort in any time of need. For all these blessings, we do give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.